I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, this is a pivotal year for politics in Kentucky and pretty much throughout the country. So we're talking politics, but not in a way that you would expect.
Who's tired of all the division? You know, politically speaking, the state and the country feels so painfully divided. We know if we go back far enough in history that America has endured periods of intense polarization before. The Civil War, the turmoil of the 60s, Watergate, Vietnam. But today feels different. You know, with 24-hour news cycles, social media algorithms, now artificial intelligence shaping what we see and hear, it can feel like the forces pushing us apart are stronger than those pulling us together. Compromise, once considered essential to governance, has, in pretty much all the circles, become a dirty word, demonized and condemned by both the left and the right. And yet compromise has always been critical to the success of our political system. I often think about how we got here, about the trajectory of this growing divisiveness over the past 30 years, and I'm reminded of two moments that stand out. The first comes from a 2002 interview with Kentucky State Senator Walter Baker. Baker was a Republican from the 23rd District. He served in the General Assembly off and on between 1968 and 1996. Later, he was appointed by Governor Paul Patton to the Kentucky Supreme Court. Baker begins reflecting not on legislation, but on something else entirely. He talks about the role of spouses in organizing social events for members of the General Assembly, luncheons, dinners, gatherings that brought lawmakers together across party lines.
And organized bean soup days. The spouses would get together, and we would have, legislators would bring in burgoo or country ham or barbecue, whatever their region had that could offer that you could eat. And once a week, we would have bean soup day, and everybody would eat lunch together, would pick out some room, a caucus room or something, and feed all the members of the General Assembly and their spouses were around. And, of course, committee staff would come in and others would come in. But it got to be a thing that everybody really loved. And it broke down the division that was unfortunately had developed when we got our offices over in the annex. We used to all be down in the basement thrown together in one large room in little cubicles. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden we had individual offices. All the Republicans were in one place and all the Democrats in another place, and never would the two intermingle. So what Jane organized went a long way to getting people together and breaching the wall of political parties and building friendships across the aisle.
Today, that feels astonishing and almost unbelievable. But those informal spaces mattered. They created relationships, trust, the kind of familiarity that makes compromise possible. It's much harder to demonize someone you've shared a meal with, much harder to reduce them to a caricature when you know their spouse, their children, their story. That brings me to a second moment. In 2012, we interviewed Senator Wendell H. Ford. Ford was the last Democrat in Kentucky to win a U.S. Senate seat. He served in the Senate from 1974 to 1999. Before that, he was Kentucky's 53rd governor, and before that, lieutenant governor, serving alongside Republican governor Louis B. Nunn.
Henry Clay said that that compromise is negotiated hurt. Negotiated hurt. You and I work it out, but you give up something that hurts, and I give up something that hurts. We leave that for another day. And I understand giving up something, and I don't like to give it up. But every once in a while, you have to do that. And it's like, it's tough love. You know what you do for your kids. It's tough love. That's the same decision here. You have to be tough love for your country.
Oral history interviews with politicians have a way of revealing those quieter infrastructures of democracy, the dinners, the relationships, the shared humanity, that don't make headlines. History gives us a perspective, and sometimes perspective may be a small step towards hope and possibility.
And all of these are available online.
Yes, we have 11 interviews with Wendell Ford, as well as 166 oral history interviews in our Kentucky Legislature Oral History Project, all of which are searchable and online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.